Life Audio.
Hi, this is John Stonge, and before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to invite you to stop by my website, BibleStudyHeadquarters.com, where you'll find all sorts of resources and media to help you grow in your knowledge of Scripture and your relationship with Jesus. At BibleStudyHeadquarters.com, you'll find podcasts, videos, articles, books, and Bible studies that are all aimed to help you grow spiritually. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our email list as well so you can start receiving our weekly newsletter. Now let's take a quick pause for our network sponsors, and then we'll jump right into today's episode. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, which says, "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." If someone asked you the question, "Who are you?" how would you answer? Our answer to that question typically reveals what we are trying to find our sense of identity in. Some of us may be trying to find our sense of identity through our nationality, our social status, our gender, our occupation, our education level, or a talent we've developed. But each of these areas are cheap imposters for the real identity we've been blessed with in Christ. Through faith in Jesus, we become a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Our identity isn't tied to temporary things. Who we really are is permanently anchored to Christ. He blesses us with a new identity that doesn't shift, change, or diminish. In Jesus, we are forever loved. In Jesus, we are made holy. In Jesus, we are adopted into the family of God. In Jesus, we are secure. There are all kinds of labels you may be tempted to adopt in an attempt to find a sense of worth. But please remember, your value isn't tied to temporary titles. In Jesus, we become permanent members of the family of God with a new and better identity that's found in Him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to read this portion of Scripture from Galatians chapter 3. And Lord, as we look at this portion of Your Word, we're reminded of who we are in Your Son, Jesus Christ. The labels that this world gave us are not permanent labels. Our ethnicity and our social status, our gender, our abilities, these aren't things that we should try to find our sense of identity in. Because You've offered us something better. You've offered us something bigger. Our identity is anchored to Your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, Your Word reveals to us that through faith in Your Son, we've been given a new perspective, a new outlook, and a new identity. We have a new name. We are a new creation. And Lord, this is something that I believe You've convinced me is very helpful for us to understand. Lord, there are many people in this world who have tried to find a sense of identity through something that's not permanent, through things that change or abilities that fade with time. And when the things that they've tried to anchor their sense of identity to inevitably do change, it's like they don't even know what to do with themselves because now they feel like they don't know who they are. But Father, You show us that when our sense of identity is anchored to Your Son, Jesus Christ, we have the privilege to experience something that doesn't change. Who we are in Christ will always be true. We will always be holy and blameless in Your sight. We will always be people who have been adopted into Your family. We will always be part of Your eternal kingdom. So Lord, since those things are true of us, not just now, but forever, we pray that that would be where we find our sense of identity, through Your Son, and not through the things of this world, not through our profession, not through our abilities, not through anything that can be changed or taken away. So thank you, Lord, for this reminder from your word today. And we pray that this truth would be firmly planted in our hearts all throughout the course of our lives. We're grateful for all you do for us, Lord. And we thank you for all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Ministry podcast. Learn how to share and defend your faith by listening to us weekly. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.